The Virgin Blue by Tracy Chevalier. Read by Laurel Lefko. Chapter 1. The Virgin. She was called Isabel, and when she was a small girl, her hair changed color in the time it takes a bird to call to its mate. That summer, the Duc de L'Aigle brought a statue of the Virgin and Child and a pot of paint back from Paris for the niche over the church door. A feast was held in the village the day the statue was installed. Isabel sat at the bottom of a ladder, watching Jean Tournier paint the niche a deep blue, the color of the clear evening sky. As he finished, the sun appeared from behind a wall of clouds and lit up the blue so brightly that Isabel clasped her hands behind her neck and squeezed her elbows against her chest. When its rays reached her, they touched her hair with a halo of copper that remained even when the sun had gone. From that day, she was called La Rousse, after the Virgin Mary. The nickname lost its affection when Monsieur Marcel arrived in the village a few years later, hands stained with tannin and words borrowed from Calvin. In his first sermon, in woods out of sight of the village priest, he told them that the Virgin was barring their way to the truth.
La Rousse has been defiled by the statues, the candles, the trinkets. She is contaminated, he proclaimed. She stands between you and God.
The villagers turned to stare at Isabel. She clutched her mother's arm. How can he know? She thought. Only Maman knows. Her mother would not have told him that Isabel had begun to bleed that day, and now had a rough cloth tied between her legs and a pillow of pain in her stomach. Les fleurs, her mother had called it. Special flowers.